Well, listen, it is. I am truly, truly thankful to be a part of this dynamic. Would you be so kind as to pray with me now? Heavenly Father, as we come before your throne this morning, we are truly, truly thankful, truly grateful that you are God and God all by yourself. No matter what goes on in our own personal world or what's going on in the world around us, we can be assured and we can have the confidence in knowing there is no greater one than you. There is no one more powerful than you. And we're just so truly thankful, Father God, that you love us, that you care for us, that you provide for us. Now, Father, in the precious name of Jesus, we ask you to do it one more time, to be so kind as to anoint the vocal cords of our speaker. We ask that you prepare them as they come to give your word. We want to thank you and bless. We ask that you have a special blessing for our founders of this wonderful ministry, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts. We thank you for their yes. We thank you for their excellence. And we thank you, Lord God, for their team of prayer warriors and ministers who come on the line faithfully each and every day to bless the masses. So we just thank you for the master's call. It's all about giving you the glory and honor that you so richly deserve. We serve notice to the devil that he has absolutely no place on this call. This call will go forth with clarity and with power. Give us the ears to hear and the hearts to receive. We ask it in the master's name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen and amen. Listen, have a wonderful, terrific day. Remember to truly be grateful. God has blessed you with yet another day. At this time, I'm going to turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Ada. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Minister Brenda, the platform is yours. God bless you.
And God bless you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for seating and greeting everyone on the call this morning. And I tell you, it was such a blessing being on the call and hearing Minister Ada says that this is truly a thankful, thankful Tuesday. And I tell you, I join her in welcoming you to the Master's Call here on Tuesday morning. And we thank God that each and every one of you will be blessed this morning. We believe it, and we are just giving God glory already for what he's about to do. Now, if this is your first time ever joining the Master's Call, I tell you, it's a blessing. It's been a blessing for almost 5 years, October 2010. Two phenomenal, phenomenal women of God started this call, and they are victorious women of God, and they are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call our super fantastic Dr. Dimples, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, who is our dear Mother Eagle. And we are so blessed because I tell you, we have a sister, Benita, who started this, who named this call the Telecommunication Sanctuary. And that's what we do. We come here and we give God glory and we hear a word from the Lord. So tell your family and friends, this is a good place to start their day. Now, she gave us a tag, truly, truly thankful Tuesday. So we are thankful that you're here. We're thankful that that God woke us up this morning. We're thankful that we have an opportunity to hear a word from the Lord. Now, we are established on the scripture, and that's Psalms 88:13. It says, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Now, we also have a mission statement. It is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, we have a theme that we've been standing on this year, and we say in 2015, through me, miracles, signs, and wonders are seen. Praise God. Now, we also have a website, which is www.themasterscall.net. That is www.themasterscall.net. And you can go there and listen to the past messages, and you can read the bios. And I tell you, it's a wealth of information there where you can get and get filled. If you missed the call, you can go back and listen to what the Lord has said. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, such as a greeter or be a host, or you may even have a word from the Lord, please send your request to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. Now, you may also have prayer requests and praise reports. Please send that information as well, because we want to hear what God has done in your life. And Dr. Vanessa or yours truly will contact you. Now, many of us are blessed to be a part of a phenomenal God-ordained health and wellness company that's assisting millions around the world to get healthier lives and with some awesome, awesome products. And that great company is Artist International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 25 years ago. Now, we are so excited because God is doing a new thing in Artist International, and great things are coming forth, and we are excited about it. So in order to hear more about it, you can get with the person that invited you to this call, or you can get on the morning motivational call, which is held right after this call, Monday through Friday. And it is hosted by Platinum President Dorothy Cook and a host of a team of leaders. I tell you, it's such a blessing. So you get on that call and hear what God is doing with this awesome company. That number is 530-881-1300. Again, it's 530-881-1300. And the PIN is 539-598-POUND. Now, I know you are ready to hear a word from the Lord, and so am I, because I tell you, God, I know, has a word really established for us and ready to be manifested and brought to us by this man of God. And it is none other than Pastor Everett Thomas. This man of God has been preaching the gospel for over 35 years, and he was a first assistant minister to the late pastor of Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church and his past senior evangelist of the Calvary Baptist District. Now, he currently serves as senior minister at Mercy House Church in Ecorse, Michigan. He's also a certified biblical counselor. Pastor Everett is the founder and president of Jehovah Jireh Ministries. Now, this ministry provides for the needs of people and has sponsored coffee houses, concerts, seminars, and assisted the elderly. I tell you, this man is a man with a mission, okay, because he not only officiates Sunday worship at the Cross the Park apartment complex for the tenants that cannot get out to church. He definitely goes out and facilitates. He even facilitates a men's ministry. You know, this man of God has mission on his heart. He believes that iron sharpens iron. So Pastor Everett is committed to God and his community. He's a past president of Lincoln Park Rotary and is a 13-year board member of the Downriver YMCA. Pastor Everett has been married to his wife, Cheryl, for over 20 years. His mission is to be used by God, which he so firmly allows God to do. And he wants God to transform lives in spirit, soul, and body, according to 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Now, I'm getting out of the way, so you can hear this man of God come forth with a word from on high. I introduce to some and present to others none other than Pastor Everett Thomas out of Michigan. Are you there, Pastor Everett?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, man of God, loud and clear. Take it away.
Well, God bless you. Great morning. Good morning. Thankful Tuesday. Amen to everybody. Thank you, Minister Brenda, for such a warm introduction. And thank you, Ada, Sister Minister Ada, for opening this call. And we give praise and honor to God, amen, for this call. And thank God for the founders of this call. We acknowledge them as well, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Dr. B.K. Roberts. We praise God for the vision that God gave them and how they've been so consistent, amen, in doing this call for such a long time. And we just thank God for the honor and privilege to share with you this morning. Well, we're looking at a very familiar scripture in Psalm number 37, just for some of you that might need a little help here. I know a lot of times people read scripture and they say, well, we're going to look at the book of Psalms, Psalms chapter 37. Well, first of all, let me help you here. Psalm is a hymnal of Israel for their singing. So there's no chapters in hymnals. Amen. So when you want to discuss the book of Psalm, just for those of us that are in ministry, we sometimes read scripture, we're going to say Psalm, not Psalms, Psalm number 37. Amen. Just like saying hymn number. Come on, somebody. You know where I'm going with this. So just a little footnote for those of us that do read scripture publicly. I was trying to help us a little bit there. So Psalm number 37, let's go read just the first nine verses at this time. And I'm reading from the New King James Version. It says, do not fret because of evildoers, nor be envious of the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret, it only causes harm. For evildoers shall be cut off. Those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Our subject this morning is instruction in godly wisdom. Instruction in godly wisdom. And subtopic will be trust. Amen. Just something about trusting God's wisdom. And sometimes it doesn't always, amen, make sense when God tells us to do something, especially when it's treading new territory that we're not used to. And God has a way of pushing us beyond our comfort zone sometimes to do some things to glorify him and to build God's kingdom that don't always make sense or have not been done before. You know, been to a church business meeting and pastor cast a vision and somebody that don't quite see. So pastor, we ain't never done that before. I don't think we can see. I don't see that. We can't. I don't think we can do that. You know, but God has a way of challenging us, amen, to do something beyond our comfort zone, to be trailblazers. Amen, somebody. Amen. I believe somebody's on the call today that God's been pushing you in a direction that you kind of let fear grab a hold to you. But God's saying, move forward, move forward, move forward. You can do this. I got your hand. I'm taking you somewhere. I want you to do this thing, not just for you, but I want you to do it for my glory. Amen. For my kingdom. So just go out there in the deep. Go out there in the deep. Launch out into the deep. There's much fish out there. You may not can see it right now, but there's something out there, amen, that's waiting for you to bring more glory to my name, to bring more honor to me. And I just have to share that God is speaking to somebody's heart today, that it's all right. It's okay, God said, you're not going to drown. Get out there in the deep water. It's going to happen. Go watch. Just watch it happen. You're talking about increase, talking about overflow. Amen. God said, it's not on the shoreline. You have to move out there. Yes, but people may not see it like you see it. They may not believe it like you believe it, but move out there. Go out there. So you're going to have to learn to trust in the Lord. Amen. Delight yourself in the Lord. Commit your way to the Lord. And then, of course, you want to rest in the Lord. Well, you have to be willing to trust. Chapter 37, we say chapter, but it's not a chapter. Let me help you again. It's number 37, verses 3-8. It says, God's people need not worry about evildoers, for He promises to punish them and redeem his people. And David encouraged God's people to trust in the Lord. 37:3, delight thyself in him, in the fourth verse, and commit their way to him, verse 5, and to wait patiently for him in verse 7. Trusting focuses our faith and deepens our commitment. And delighting means to experience pleasure in his presence. Committing our way to God means entrusting everything in our lives to his guidance and control. Waiting patiently is sometimes difficult, but it often is the ultimate test on our trust in God. Amen. So we want to realize that there's something, amen, that we gain when we learn to just trust in him and receive his instruction in godly wisdom. Something about godly wisdom is just, it don't always make sense. I mean, especially in the flesh, it doesn't always make sense. And, of course, I'll refer back to Zechariah 4 and 6. It's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord. He has a way of doing something, amen, in the spirit realm, in the supernatural realm, amen, that don't always make sense. And one of my favorite characters in the Bible is Joshua. Some of you remember Joshua about the walls falling, amen, chapter 6. Here, let me just share a little bit out of this. Joshua chapter 6, 3 from the Living Translation. It says, the gates of Jericho were kept tightly shut because the people were afraid of the Israelites. No one was allowed to go in or out. But the Lord said to Joshua, look here. But the Lord said to Joshua, Jericho and its king and all its mighty warriors are already defeated. Listen here, already defeated. For I have given them to you. Your entire army is to walk around the city once a day for 6 days, followed by 7 priests walking ahead of the ark, each carrying a trumpet made from a ram's horn. Now, look, they had machetes. They didn't have, amen, the kind of weaponry of our day and time. But trumpets, amen, get this now. On the 7th day, you are to walk around the city 7 times with the priests blowing their trumpets. Amen, somebody. Then when they give one long, loud blast, all the people are to give a mighty shout, and the walls of the city will fall down, then move in upon the city from every direction. Now, does that sound like a battle plan? Amen. 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 God has a way, amen, of doing things that don't always make sense. Amen. But when God says it, you have to trust him. Somewhere said, trust and obey. There's no other way to be happy in Jesus. Amen, somebody, but to trust and obey. So we want to trust God's wisdom, amen, when it comes to moving out and doing something that God has given us to do. Amen. Knowing that it is God's word, knowing that this is a word from him, amen, that to move forward. And just look at a few things here to help us here. It says here, the nature of trust we find in the psalm, that trust is, so there's a few points, trust is looking to God and doing good, verse 3, delighting in the Lord, verse 4, committing our way to the Lord, verse 5, not fretting when the wicked succeed, verse 7, refraining from anger and wrath, verse 8, being satisfied with little, verse 16, giving generously to others, verse 21, turning from evil to do good, verse 27, planning God's law in our hearts, verse 31, waiting for the Lord, verse 34, and keeping his way, also verse 34, taking refuge in the Lord, verse 40. So trust is, in fact, a way of life, the way of life we choose when we commit ourselves to the Lord. The same psalm reveals the outcome of trust, and one who actively commits himself to the Lord can also expect these benefits. So not only do we have the nature of trust, but we also have the benefits of trust. And the benefits are these: to enjoy safe pastures, verse 3, to receive the desires of his heart, verse 4, to be vindicated, verse 5 and 6, to inherit the land, verses 9, 22, and 34, to enjoy great peace, verse 11, to be upheld by God, verse 17, to gain an enduring inheritance, verse 18, to enjoy plenty in days of famine, verse 19, to be upheld by the Lord, verse 24, to always live securely, verse 27, to never be forsaken by God, verse 28, and to not slip, verse 31, to see the wicked cut off, verse 34, to have a future, verse 37, and to be helped and delivered by the Lord, verse 40. So the beauty of this psalm aside, is teaching is vital to our well-being. only by an active trust in God expressed in the choices made each day of our lives can we experience the many benefits of a personal relationship with the Lord. It's an awesome, awesome, awesome way to live a life full of trust in the Lord. So we need to make a grasp in the active nature trust and commit ourselves to faithful way of responding to God. So this instruction in godly wisdom, amen, will help us live a more productive, more fruitful life, and also look forward to the life to come, amen, when we, amen, be with the Lord eternally forever. Amen. So the songwriter says, I mean, some of you go back in history when they sung the OEMs of the church and some songs that we sometimes forget, but it says, I will trust in the Lord until I die. Yeah, I think y'all can remember that. I will trust in the Lord. You hear the old deacon say, I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. Yes, y'all go back there. Can you go back there with me? Yes, so something about trusting the Lord and do good and do what is right despite what others do. Verse 3. Cultivate faithfulness and don't move too quickly. Don't rush anything. Verse 3. Prioritize God and his values. He will reward and satisfy you in the end. Verse 4. Commit your plans to him and trust him to result. Are in his hand, verse 5, be quiet and patient. Perspective comes when we grow still and think. Verse 7, don't fret or compare. Such anxiety always gives bad motivation. Verse 7, refuse to get angry at competition. Anger does not bring the results you desire. Verse 8, put your hope in the Lord ultimately, and he will guide and use your decision. So, my brothers, my sisters, we want to learn, amen, that there is, amen, godly wisdom and that we can trust God in the midst of things that's happening around us and don't always, amen, look like they should look. And amen, and we will prosper as we receive instruction in godly wisdom. God bless you and may heaven smile upon you. Back to you, Minister Brenda.
Praise God, praise God. I went there with you, Pastor Everett. I will trust in the Lord until I die. Praise God, praise God. We're going to trust in the Lord, and thank you, thank you, thank you for giving us that awesome, awesome message on trusting God. No matter what, no matter what, I'm going to call you back to close us out with a benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you. We honor you and we glorify you, Father, for all that you're doing. We thank you, Lord, that you've given us another opportunity to glorify your holy and righteous name because you're worthy. You're worthy, Father, of all the glory. You're worthy, oh God, to give us the strength that you give us, Lord. You're worthy for us to thank you and say and be grateful for all that you're doing for us and through us. We thank you, Lord God, for this man of God who poured into us, Lord God, reminding us that we should trust in you in all our ways. In all our ways, acknowledge you. In every way, know, Lord, that you are God and you are God alone. Father God, we thank you, Father, for pouring back into Pastor Everett. Pour back into him the virtues, Lord God, like never before. Oh, glory to your holy name. We thank you, Father, for filling his cup till it overflows. And, Father God, let him realize, Lord God, throughout the days to come, that you have him blessed and anointed to go forth and teach and preach your word, and that others will come to know you in the pardon of their sins. Father, we thank you. For his family, we thank you, Father, for blessing his household, blessing his community, blessing his city, blessing everything his hands tread, his hands touch and his feet tread. And we glorify you, Father, for doing it not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the true and living God. And, Lord, we lift up Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, we thank you for these women of God who steadfast and, Lord God, just unmovable, realizing, Lord God, that as they put this call forth day by day, Lord God, that you're blessing them. And we thank you, Father, for blessing them abundantly. We glorify you, Father, for strengthening them in every way, in every area of their lives. Father, we thank you for a special anointing on Dr. PK as you restore those knees, Lord God, those new knees. And we thank you, Father, that she has the joy of the Lord like never before, Father, as she's going through and realizing, Father, that the joy of the Lord is her strength. We thank you, Father, for every good and perfect gift coming from you. We ask you, Father, to bless Artists International, Lord God, in its entirety. Bless from the top, the owners, oh God, the Diaz de Leon family, down to the distributor that signed last night. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus that you anoint each one of us, Lord God, that we go forth carrying the mantle to help others realize that there is a blessing in the land for them, and it's through Artists International. We glorify you, Father, for all the leaders, from Dr. Spiller's, Lord God, that's starting this new culture, Father God, down to the platinum presidents and the other leaders, the presidents, Father God, that's carrying forth your mantle, Lord God, to be a blessing among the masses. We glorify you, Father, for everything that you're doing in this business, Lord God. We ask you, Father, for a special blessing on the bereaved families, that you strengthen them, you keep them in perfect peace as their eyes are stayed on you. Put your arms around them, Father God, and let them know that their loved one is with you, Lord God, and that they not be looked to the right nor to the left, but look to you, who is the author and finisher of their faith. Father God, we ask that you strengthen those that are sick and shut in. Lord God, keep them in perfect peace. We call them healed by the blood of Jesus. And we glorify you, Father, because you watch over your word to perform it. And you said your word goes forth, it never returns void, but it always accomplished what you sent it to do. And we so thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your word that's forever settled in heaven. And we speak your word over your people on this call, Lord God. We thank you, Father, that they will go forth in the marketplace, being doers and not hearers only. Anoint their eyes, their hearts, anoint their feet, anoint their mouths, Lord God, to speak what thus says the Lord. And we be careful to give your name the glory, the honor and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Well, TMC family, I know you want to hear this message again, trusting in the Lord. We're so thankful for all God is doing through this ministry and what God has portrayed through us, through Pastor Everett. Now, to hear this playback, you can go to 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The PIN is the same, 677 pound. That's 957-677 pound. And the motivational call is coming up next. That number again is 530-881-1300. The PIN is 539-598 pound. Well, I want to thank Minister Ada for so cordially greeting and seating the people this morning and giving us that wonderful tag. Truly, truly thankful for this on this Tuesday. And I want to thank again, Pastor Everett Thomas, for giving us such a word from on high that we can trust in the Lord. So, Pastor Everett, I'm asking you to come back and give us our benediction.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Henceforth, now and forevermore, in Jesus' name, amen. God bless.